methods of clearance. MPA approach to dealing with landmines of an improvised nature and other IEDs in Iraq. Responding to the improvised landmines and other IED contamination in areas liberated from ISIL in Iraq, MPA is conducting survey clearance and explosive ordnance risk education since 2017. We started in northern Iraq, in Nineveh Governorate, at the beginning of 2017, expanding operations to the Anbar Governorate during 2018. Currently, MPA has the largest operational footprint in Anbar Governorate, and we are expecting by the end of 2020 that we will have in total operational 8 non-technical survey teams, 24 manual multitasking teams, 7 mechanical teams, and 3 mine detection dog teams operating in eastern, west, and north Anbar. In general, MPA's mine action approach is based on the land release process, finding it as the only efficient and effective approach responding to the primary challenge in improvised landmines and other IED contamination, which is lack of information. Lack of information in terms of not having available records, no available witness of laying of improvised landmines and other IEDs. Only available informants are the local population if they have returned and have some knowledge on contamination, but unfortunately in most of the cases that knowledge is based on the accidents occurred. Also, in most of the cases, characteristics of improvised landmines and other IEDs are unknown, and that is especially typical for when approaching to the new areas of operation. Still, based on 4-year experience in mine action in areas liberated from ISIL in Iraq in this environment, we can say that tactics that ISIL was used was based on the traditional military approach to create defensive tactical barriers. That enabled us to, by applying the land release process, including non-technical survey, technical survey, and clearance, to release land on most possible efficient and effective way. While non-technical survey is by definition process of collection and analysis of data without use of technical intervention, about presence, type, distribution, and environment of explosive ordnance contamination, in technical survey and clearance, we are applying technical toolbox approach, including manual, conducting enhanced manual mine clearance operations that are based on traditional manual operations adapted to the type of improvised landmines and IED devices that are assessed to be expected in areas of operation. High-risk search method for clearance of buildings and infrastructure. Mechanical method we are using widely in open areas operational environment, in technical survey for areas reduction, in clearance, followed by other assets follow-up. Then in clearance of buildings and infrastructure for rubble and debris removal, again followed by manual and MDD search. Mechanical assets we are using also in terms of safety of operations for lifting of improvised landmines, enabling separation of components of improvised landmines for further safe neutralization of devices. Currently, we are in process of training and establishment of mine detection dog teams that will be used in technical survey and clearance operations, integrated with manual operations, for high-risk search, clearance of buildings and infrastructure, and for search of rubble and debris. Now, when we are talking on methods of clearance with regards to the urban versus rural environment, first I have to ask a question. What we in mine action community are considering under urban or rural environment? I'm emphasizing this as there is ongoing discussion and at international mine action community level, where there are some approaches that urban clearance in context of improvised landmines and IED contamination is referring to the clearance of buildings. MPA's position is that urban and rural should be differentiated in accordance to the common definition primarily linking it with the density of population in the areas of operation. Having that in mind, MPA's technical approach, methods, procedure, and standards will remain the same in both rural and urban environment. In clearance of buildings and infrastructure, either it is an urban or rural environment, the same technical approach for threat assessment, risk assessment, decision on most appropriate technical methods in clearance, and the same technical procedure under certain method will be applied. As well as for technical survey and clearance of land or area in both urban and rural environment, it requires the same technical approach assessment and decision on tools or assets that will be applied among available within the toolbox. In urban environment, existing infrastructure may dictate using of methods that are not the first technical operational choice in terms of efficiency, but rather methods that are less intrusive, adapting to the environment conditions. Operations in urban environment, in order to maintain safety measures, are often disturbed by movement of local population and their proximity, and intention of population to use land or buildings before final handover by mine action organizations. Thus, operations in urban environment requires having a constant management, operational management follow-up, and team dedicated to constantly communicate and liaison with the local population, rising safety awareness and sharing of information operational progress. In general, management of operations in urban environment, including operational site management, is much more demanding in urban than in rural environment.